Spend time in prayer with others and for others, and you build a habit of putting others first. Today on Growing Hope, we put prayer to work, changing our hearts and changing our lives.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are having fun, making friends, and finding ways to be relentlessly helpful. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, just tossing out a little twisted encouragement now and then to keep things interesting. Because interesting is good, and it's fun. And it makes the going a little easier most days. We need to find the fuel that will make it easier because the world is working hard to make it tough. Sometimes we're working against ourselves to make it more of a challenge. We're piling on rules and requirements and restrictions that block out everything else. But when we come together to share a laugh, to share a vent, or just to share each other's company, then we provide that little bit more we need for standing against the tough times. I have a friend on social media that randomly sends me a message that she's been praying for me. It's not prompted by anything I'm sharing or doing. She just goes through her list on a regular basis and she offers specific targeted prayers for each person on that list on a rotating basis. Now, the truth is, I don't have a clue exactly how she does it. I've never really talked to her about it. All I know is that she offers up prayer for me and my family, and it always seems to come at exactly the right moment when I need it the most. Seeing her prayer for me in my message, it always makes me smile. It always lifts me up, and it helps me push back the negatives the world has been spewing at me. Prayer has that power. Prayer has the power to do more and to push us to do more. That's why prayer is one of the strongest ways we can combat this stuff the world's throwing at us, the complicated and negative and crazy and chaos, the stuff that's holding us back from the simple and purposeful life, or that is just keeping us distracted so that we can't move forward in purpose or sometimes move at all. Fervent prayer changes everything. Fervent prayer is that prayer that is applied with passion and a quality of fierceness and that earnest zeal and spirit. In other words, it's prayer meant to do something. Pray for others and with others, pray with others. And as you do this, it's going to shift the focus from self and make room for putting others before self. Be a knee warrior, ready to offer prayer at any moment. Become a heart warrior. Listen to the heart and not just watch the circumstances. Create a team of warriors, a group that regularly gets together, and a group of fervent prayers that regularly meet up will change the world. Connect with a prayer partner, because we are stronger together. And develop a submissive spirit. Put God first and let that place be the lead for all your prayers. Prayer is the application of the power of words, and it will give you the ability to live and fulfill the purpose of God. Be invested in purposeful prayer. Developing a habit of prayer will require intentional investment. You have to make the choice to listen to others. You have to make the choice to be attentive to the heart. And you have to make the choice to make the time for words. It's up to you, but prayer is essential for growing up in our walk with God. Prayer is also what creates the needed connection between you and me, because prayer at its fundamental place is just conversation, talking and sharing and connecting with you and with you with God. It's what makes the three-strand cord possible. We turn our attention to the needs and the focuses of others, and it lifts up the others. And while we're lifting up the others, we lift up ourselves. And it creates a connection that allows for the full growth into who we are. But prayer has to be purposeful, not accidental. I mean, accidental prayers are okay, but purposeful prayers produce the change. So make the time and create the focus for that purposeful prayer by making prayer a priority in your life and reaching out to others to connect in prayer.
Prayer offers a vital component for fellowship with others and to others. But like most things in this pursuit of living out our place and purpose, prayer takes practice. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will firmly establish a plan for living out these 5 ways to develop a solid prayer life. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to today's Growing Hope, where we are finding ways to make a habit of fervent prayer. I am Katherine Lang, your focus coach and dream igniter. If you're ready to launch into your place and purpose and live out your big dreams, connect with me at coachforfocus.com. Connections are valuable tools for standing against the world, or for taking the next step, or for finding a way to take the next breath. The enemy is determined to crush us and to push us down into the hole. Without the connections around us to give us a jolt of encouragement and hope, the enemy wins. When my father-in-law first moved out to the land where we live, he had a shed built to put all of his shop equipment in. And he ran electricity from his trailer to the shed. Now, when he passed away, we no longer needed the trailer. So we had the electric board come out and disconnect the trailer so that the new owner could move the trailer away. But when we disconnected the trailer, we disconnected the shed. Because the shed was connected through the trailer. So now the shed still serves as a source for storage, but it can't fulfill its original purpose, the one that the designer, my father-in-law, had planned for it. It is only a shell of what it could be. When we lose our connections, we struggle to fulfill the original design. We become a shell of what we could be. Prayer is the catalyst for connection. So first, be a prayer warrior. Be one that's ready and willing to offer prayer at any time. I had never really heard the term prayer warrior, but I was listening to someone talk about their aunt and how that aunt always felt like she was the knee in the body of Christ. And that kind of struck me. It really interested me. She felt that her place in the body was to get on her knees and pray. So that's how she became a knee warrior. I've met a few of these knee warriors in my life, and I considered my dad one of them. I've tried to learn from their example and how they make prayer a time for prayer, and they make prayer intentional. And for me, the easiest way is just to keep a list. When someone asks for prayer, I always ask them what we're agreeing on, because we need to have agreement in prayer for the prayer to be successful. It's an essential requirement. I write down the date, the request, the expected outcome, the person that needs the prayer, and also the one that requested the prayer. And I do this so that I can stay up to date on the prayer requests. And also, I can be prompted to ask the prayer-er, the one that wants the prayer, or I guess that would be the prayer-ee, how things are going. So I let them know that that prayer is still being covered. Be willing to pray without ceasing. Second, become a heart warrior. Listen for more than the words. Listen for more than what's requested. My dad once told me that when I wake up for no reason, it's the Spirit stirring me to pray. So when I wake up in the middle of the night, or when I get up in the morning with someone on my heart, I say a prayer specific for that person. I didn't see my high school friend for years, and we had been really close all through high school, but we went separate ways after graduation. And again, it was before social media, and he was not a letter writer. But I woke up one morning after I'd been married for several years, and his name was just heavy on my heart. Since I hadn't been talking about him to anyone or seen anything about him, I took it as a direction for prayer. A few weeks later, we were in Bible study, and one of the ladies requested prayer for her nephew. When I asked for his name so that I could put it on my list, she said the name of my friend. It turns out his infant son had died unexpectedly. I got the details of the service and drove 2 hours to be there, and it touched his heart when he saw me walk in, and it touched mine. Even to this day, it touches my heart. I was able to say to him, God loves you. God had me praying for you, even though I didn't know what was going on. So it touched him and it touched me, because that's what prayer does. Be open to unexpected invitations to pray. The third thing is to develop a team of prayer warriors, people that come together regularly with a group for each other and for others. Prayer groups are powerful forces. Not only do they create connections together, but the words they share offer powerful weapons in the world. I heard a story that was told by a missionary to Africa, and he was in a community where a witch doctor was the political powerhouse, and the witch doctor did not like the fact that this missionary had shown up. The missionary wrote home to a woman he knew that was a prayer warrior, and he expressed his concerns. What he didn't know was that this woman was part of a 12-member prayer team that met every morning before they began their day to pray for those on their prayer lists and for the community and for the country. She added him to their prayer list. So every morning, these 12 fervent prayers were lifting up this missionary in prayer. So the story goes that the witch doctor eventually came to the missionary and confessed he had been tried to arrange to have the man killed, but the killers never found him alone. It seemed odd to the missionary because the missionary was always alone. But the witch doctor went on to explain that there were 12 warriors always surrounding the missionary. That was the reason they never followed through with the plan to kill him. Prayer matters, and fervent prayer from a group of warriors will make an impact. The fourth thing is to connect with a prayer partner. You need someone that can lift you up when you fall, or that will hold you up when you stumble. Going through high school, I had a friend that was a prayer partner. We both came from homes with strong, prayerful dads, and we recognized the power of prayer, and we trusted each other, which is vital for successful prayer partnerships. We didn't need to know the specifics of the need or the prayer request. We just needed to be alerted that prayer was needed. And on more than one occasion, one of us would call the other and simply plead, pray before hanging up because we were in the middle of dealing with something. Later, we could sit down and talk about it. But we just needed that extra comfort of knowing we were connected to someone in prayer. So find a prayer partner and cultivate that connection. Finally, be a submitted warrior. There is a chain of command, so follow it. It has to be about God and about others, never about you. I mean, you will talk to God about your own journey, but this prayer that we're talking about isn't looking for recognition. You don't have to tell others that you're invested in prayer. Believe me, God will let them know if they need to know. I was cooking dinner one evening when the phone rang, and it was someone I had known in school, but I had not even been really connected to it and hadn't seen in over a decade. I didn't have a clue how he'd even got my number, but he called, and he called with a prayer request and a need. He said he knew that I was a praying woman. Now, how he knew, I'll never know. We haven't talked since that call, but I prayed for him, and I prayed with him, and I gave all the glory to God because it was a God thing. A submissive prayer life puts God first and others second. And that's what this is all about. All that we're trying to do is make that point of getting to the place where God's first and others are second. And that allows us to do what we need to do and go where we need to go. Jesus said that if two on earth agree on anything, then anything they ask for would be granted by God. That's why we need to have people around us we can trust. That's why we need to have people around that we can come to an agreement in prayer. But prayer is powerful. Prayer in agreement with others overcomes the world. The more we invest in prayer, the more we create the possibility living that will lead us into this life, lead us to this place where we can walk out our uniqueness in God's design. And the more that we grow up in our uniqueness in God's design, the bolder we become in prayer. Everything in this design that God has created is circular. When you invest in it, it creates more so that you can invest more. So be intentionally invested in prayer to overcome what the world is throwing at you. Make a habit of prayer and then take that prayer and spread it out to others. Growing Hope needs to take one more break. And when we come back, we're going to firm up these steps for practicing prayer and for putting others before self.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life? Going at full speed, but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey! Is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang.
available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are talking and sharing on the power of prayer and wrapping up this week of putting others before self. I am Katherine Lang, resident Hope Smith, darer of big dreams, and encourager extraordinaire. I know you can, if you will. Visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com to learn more about how to begin this process of overcoming the world and living out your big dreams. You are an overcomer, not because of what you can do or what you will do, but because of what has been done for you. See, the victory has already been secured. You just have to walk it out. It's easier to walk out the victory when we walk out with others. I mean, we're stronger and bolder when we go together. Spend time in prayer with others. Make time to be in prayer for others. Build a barrier in the world, in the word against this world with blocks of prayer. Be a knee warrior. Become a heart-led warrior. Develop a team of warriors. Connect with a partner warrior and be a submitted warrior. Prayer really does change everything. So if you want change or if you need change, then invest in prayer. Developing a habit of prayer and for prayer can be a challenge. But if you're going to live out your place in God's purpose, then prayer is a vital component. Prayer with God and prayer with others to God. You are designed with a unique place in His purpose. You are unique in all the world. When you uncover your heart seed, then you're positioned to live out the possibilities that come with your uniqueness. And you can grow up that heart seed into all your purposeful place. It starts with a focus on God. You have to put God first. And then it moves into a relationship with others. You put others second. So love God, and then through that love, love others. Once these two focuses are in place, the rest is going to work itself out. You just have to make the choice to put others before self. So think happy thoughts. Follow up with acts of service to others, but as unto God. Make time for fellowship. Praise with others. And of course, pray with others. God designed us to be in relationship first with Him and then through Him with others. Growing up relationships will allow you to move a little bit closer to your place in His purpose. Thank you so much for joining me for this leg of the journey through the book Place and Purpose. Together, we will grow up the heart seed that was planted in each of us at the beginning of time. The journey to get there is better, it's more joyful, and we are so much bolder when we go together. Besides, we tend to have a little more courage, and when we're walking with others, you'll walk down a dark alley with other people a lot quicker than you will alone. So it's nice to know there's others with us, or sometimes just to know that they're watching our back. I appreciate your investment in this journey, and I look forward to hearing your stories of how you're unlocking and growing up your heart seed. Visit the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group to share your stories. And if you've missed any of the Place and Purpose episodes, you can catch up over at growinghoperadio.com. There you can watch, you can listen, and you can engage for all the episodes, including the previous series that we did on Balanced Life. You are designed for so much more than the world wants you to believe. Dare to take one more step towards your possibilities. Dare to reach for your big dreams. And the delusions the world has so cleverly crafted will begin to fade. What the world has to offer is a delusion. You are made to go above and beyond, exceeding abundantly, above all you can think or imagine, and definitely beyond anything that the world has to offer. You can get there. You can live out your place and purpose. You are one step away from getting to that place. And I'm here to encourage you to take that step today. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share with you are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.